Kumar, all of the Kinnas and Crusaders speak about parents killing children. In the Kinnah before, it says, "Lezachina gadelcham l'teira," will bring as an oila. In this Kinnah here, it has Kavashav rachmo lezevach yodav hishlim kivorim l'tevach, and so on. One of the things, whenever people speak about the possibility of having saved children, the alternatives, what saving children means for a person who is a Baal Neshama, a child someplace that's a goy, it's not an achama. If anything, it's a chorb in its own right. What it means to have a child, to be able to separate out the ava tivis that a mother has to the ava b'kedusha. So, again, I was reading a lot about the Rav, and I wanted to... Two or three stories that come together remarkably so. A chinuch that the Rebbetzin had from her father, Leivel Gemira, their son, Yaakov, who's the Ilui, the special one, and the son, I forget about it, but it just, he was very sick once. Europe being sick was children died, no, it wasn't, he was sick, and his grandfather, Leivel Gemira, was there, and his daughter says, Tate, please, give him a bracha. He's very sick. He's sick. And he said, my teire kind, my dear child, he says, Yirotzen, we should have a lot of nachas from you in Gan Eden. And his daughter said, no, I want nachas here in Olam Hazeh also. He said, Olam Hazeh is knappe nachas, he said. That was a chinuch. It wasn't a hard-heartedness. It was like the difference of a child tells you, I have 5 minutes, I want to do something like that. You tell him, what's 5 minutes? The same Yankele, when he grew up, was an Ilui. He was Edyo Legon Seferis. And at a young age, he was learning about Biskurov. It was rare. Most of the time, he was much older Chabura. He was 22. And in that story that I told you before, about the Panevich Rav, when he went to get certificates, he was able to get for that son a certificate because he was a yeshiva bacha. But he was learning by the Rav. So he went to ask the Chazon Ish, should he bring him to Eretz Yisrael, or should he not bring him to Eretz Yisrael? He's learning by the Brisker Rav, and this is his best kuf in his life, learning by the Rav. Midach Gisa, they say it's a sakana, it's a real sakana. Chazon Ish thought it through, and he said, if he comes, he comes. You're not allowed to bring him. You shouldn't bring him. And didn't bring him. And he stayed. And he was killed. What do you learn from a mice like that? What did the Panevich Rav pick up from that mice? I'll tell you what he picked up. He was left with one son in the whole war. Avraham was the oldest. He had come, like I said before, he ran away from the drift. He had to run away. And Rabbi Avraham lived in America. He needed him to run the Panevich office in America on a fairly permanent basis. So most of the years, Rabbi Avraham lived in America. His son actually, Rabbi Chaim Tovim, Rabbi Blaze, actually learned in RJJ. A short kuf, I remember him vaguely. Older than me by a few years. But he was there. It was in the 50s, 56 or so, Blaze started getting older, and the father... And the Panevich Rav, what was the 50s, maybe later, the Panevich Rav wanted him to come learn at Yisrael. And at that time, there were a lot of the Fedayeen were attacking, and there was constant warfare going on. There was this constant shootings, and in those days, everything was on the border. Bnei Brak was on the border. Bnei Brak was 5 miles from the border, 5 kilometers. I mean, Petah Tikva was the border. It wasn't, and they kept, there was always intrusion and shooting, and Rabbi Avraham was concerned. And the Panevich Rav wrote him back, and he said, I chose Torah for my children, and that's what I want you to choose for your children. That was the way parents looked at the children, understanding what Chaya Chaim is, understanding what life is, understanding what tachlis of life is, puts a different picture on it. And when you live like that, you die like that. And that was the again and again. And I mean, the Chachamim today that sit back with a Coke and they done, nope, should they have done it, should not have done it. It was this school of thought, that school of thought. The people, they have the luxury of putting their feet on the desk with a Coca-Cola bottle and being done, instead of standing in awe and saying, yes, this is koi, like we said before. We have an image in front of us of people that said, a life of a goy is not a life. Let the goy live it. For me, it's not a life. That's not a life. If it's not a life of Torah, then what is it for? There was a Yid, Kaddish of Elyon, very, very, I don't know, called the Malach, and he wrote, he came to America, he was a Chabad Chazar of old, and he has a whole letters that he wrote to his son. I've never seen sharper letters. The Malach himself was a phenomenal Eved Hashem, from Dave Levine, but the demands, and it's a constant demand. Mazel tov, you have a child, but a child is—it's not a toy. To avas besarim is nothing. You know, you have to give it chiyas. There's on and on the demands. But that was the way people lived. There was no tzad that a child living as a goy, rachmana litzlan, is value for the child. What does the child have from it? It's to live with the ta'eva of Avodah Zarah, the arva and the chemla. The Panevajarov was an oyev kainug masai, and having lost his own family, that's what he told his son. It's his only son, and it was his only grandson. That was it. That's all he had with the rav, and he said, "Send him back here. I chose Torah for my children. I expect you to choose Torah for your children." Mar tishu meni bivchi amore, mar nafshi viruchi akore, im levyosen asidim lo.